Me as well.
Since really gets us into what Sirius is, we've been keeping towards this, and now we've hit it. So it's not a sugya, very rabba, katsinetic Sirius, Mikufa Mishani, or Maria Mishani, it's like the middle of Yud Ches Mun Aleif. Rabba had a shayla. What's the din of katsinetic Sirius? Do you pay Mikufa or do you pay Me'aliye? Mikufa Mishani, or Me'aliye Mishani. Do we say that you pay Mikufa, which we explained yesterday? That means that and when you claim payment for the damages, there's a limitation. You can't claim more than the animal's worth. The animal that damaged, the damager, the owner of the animal will not need to pay more than what the animal itself was worth. So, if just an example, a show caused another show, the gora. The show that did the damage was worth $1,000 and it caused damage of $3,000, you'd only pay $1,000. That's me good for you. It's possible by a show of time. That's me good for you. We'll see as we learn through as it's going to come out. You have to sell the shoyachai, you have to sell it and divide up the money between my time. You see, it says you have to sell the shoyachai. Why? Because it's only the man you have to pay is according to the animal itself. That's one Rashi lines as well. Okay, so that's a let me go for. So, where are we holding? As Rabbi the Shaila, Hatinah the Tzoris, is it the same thing? Is it good for you all here? Says the Gemara, speaks out it's only more. The Gopher Mishale, the Ashkelon Hatinah the Mishalim Ali, you pay me good for you because you don't find Hatinah the Pain Malia. You never find Hatinah the Pain Malia. The only time you find the material. It talks about Hatzinezek is a shoy ha. And there we see a Mokwes Shechai, there we see that then you have to, they tell me good for you. So we made a who are them here. Or din me, Ma'ali and Mishalim. Or maybe it's Ma'ali and Mishalim. Maybe you pay Ma'ali. Why? They ask from Kuruche, the Mishalim Migufe. There's no, none of them Zikim. That normal, the kill, it damages as normally, not a mishuna. Damage as it would normally walk around and damage, we always pay ma'aliyah. So maybe Tzorius should be ma'aliyah. I mean, Tzorius is somewhere in between the classic Mizikin. We have Ken, Shen, and Regal, Shemud, where you pay Nezik Shalim, and there you pay ma'aliyah, there you pay however much damage you did you to pay for it. We have Tom, Karen, we pay Chatzi Nezek. They pay Chatzi Nezek, but it's Mishuna. And then we have Tzuris, which is somewhere in between. It's not Mishuna, but you pay Chatzi Nezek. So it's similar to Karen, Tom, because you only pay Chatzi Nezek. It's similar to Shen and Regal and Shemurot, because it did a normal damage. It is okay. So how do we assess this? Do we say, okay, so it's like Shoytam, because it pays Chatzin Ezek, it's also paying me Gufoy. Or do you say, no, it's like the Shoym, Shen and Regel, because you're paying Ezek Shalim, and therefore you should also pay Ma'aliyah. That's Shoytam.
It's more than it's like Regel. It is Regel, right? What's the story to Rashi?
Why are you saying Rashi? What's Rashi going to do?
But those who said that Surah is supposed to be
Shen.
Shen. But here, the clan of the
yeah, even that is your degree. It came due to Rega. Rega was walking, and the king of stones because of it. Right.
Something
right. Right. And then the day, it's not Nezek Shalim. So Mela, Maybe it's only a Gortoy. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to speak out your question, because it's a good question. It's what Yossi is basically asking us today. And this is where we have to discuss it. This Gemara's Shaila is very difficult to understand. Why would there be a Havamina that you pay Migufin? Why would there be a Havamina to pay Migufin? I mean, really, how much would the person really have to pay? If there wouldn't be Halacha Mishmisinei, how much would the person really have to pay for what happened? If there wouldn't be Halacha Mishmisinei? Nothing.
No.
So you have machlik, it's a big machlik between Yaakov and David. No, what are we going to do about this? If Yaakov said you wouldn't have to pay anything, it's not connected to him, it's indirect. And if David said, no, you would pay Nezik Shalom. So we can't have a machlik as I did. So have to come to some thinking. We saw Rosh. I'm not supposed to be actually right, just different shows. But we saw Rosh that says, that you pay, that really, the halacha of Mishmar Sinai is take something whole and knock it down to half. Right? Just like by sukkah walls, for you, it doesn't add on half a wall, there are that takes off half a wall. You take something whole and knock it down to half. So the Rosh says, Shittus Tosfos as well, we'll see soon, that halacha of Mishmar Sinai regel means really, you should have paid the full damage. Halacha of Mishmar Sinai said you only pay half. Right, that's what we're going with that for the time being. That's how we were going in the previous sugya. That means the halacha of Mishmar Sinai regel was really you should have paid full damages, and that's what Sumka says. Right, Sumka says you pay full damages. Because really you should pay full damages. The halacha of Mishmar Sinai tells me you knock it down to half damage. Yeah? So if so, then the Thomas got a valdika kasha. So really I should have paid full damage. What should I have paid? Naliya. So the halacha of Mishmar Sinai is knock it down to 50%. Okay, but why does that change it to Gufoy?
Maybe that's part of the halacha of Mishmar Sinai.
It's all regel. You pay 100% really. Me'aliyah. And the halacha of Mishmar Sinai knocked it down to 50%. But why should it go be Gufoy now? Some people are saying something. Motzvah, you were saying something?
Yeah, I mean, I agree, except maybe that's part of the halacha of Mishmar Sinai.
Obviously, that's going to be the key word. But what was part of the halacha of Mishmar Sinai? Why was
maybe the hat and also the fact that it's only Magufo. Maybe that was part of, that was also added onto it.
Why would Rava think that? There must be a reason what made Rava think that. If you tell me that, then I would accept it, say them. But why would Rava think that because by Karen you pay 50 Magufo, so here as well. I really dread that. Really, you should pay 100%. Halacha of Mishmar Sinai took that 100%, merely I knocked it down to 50%. So why should there be Megufa? That's your Dovid's Kasha, which Yossi was really shouting at yesterday. That's the Kasha, which needs our bottom also good. What is happening in Rava's Shaila? So we will address this, but in order to do that, I want to learn with you a Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. I hope you all have that Gemara.
Well, let me ask you, how do we understand in general that the Tom is only Magufo? The Torah knocked it down to 50%, but why does it knock it down to Magufo? I'm sorry, I can't hear.
The Torah says so.
Okay, so maybe maybe the same Torah says so here.
Why should I think that? What made you think that should? There the Torah writes it, but here we know it's Rego. Really should be 100%. The Hilfs are brought down to 50%. Why would you think that maybe the Torah would say there must be some reason why we're saying that? Yeah,
sure. It's just going to say that that's Karen. And Karen's also tied anywhere. I mean, there's lots of we're not dragging all the other team Karen or Tom Karen.
That's what you're talking about right now. See, so that's your Bobbitt's got you. So should be made again.
So the Torah needs to be high. Why can't it just be discreet and all, or, limited to what? Why make it more expansive?
I think you're asking the same question. The same question we're all asking, right? Yeah, that's repeating.
No, but there's a distinction, though. When you have Karen, which is considered, you have kinds of Luas and Toms. And by Karen, you've got just one kind of Lua, one kind of Tom, where Karen, where Tom is considered to be something that's unusual, Whereas by regal, you have two different types of sorrow. You have sorrow that's unusual, you have sorrow which is normal.
Whether we see certain not unusual.
That are not usual.
Yeah.
When an animal is walking along and it's very normal for stones to go by, that's usual.
They're not usual.
Not usual would be something that would be strange and limited, and about a strange, something that would be that would be not expected. I'm trying to. What would be the example? Would be the.
I don't know. We've had that. We haven't had that.
You haven't had that.
No.
Russian.
Top documentary. Let's go back to the kasha. We're asking if it's kasha, and we asked the kasha. I think she was asking the same kasha. And we know that Sarah, so maybe she was trying to answer something as well. But the kasha we hold by the kasha. Sarah should be nezik shalom rega. Should be kasha rega. And if it would be nezik shalom kasha rega, it's not the year. So why? Because it is. It's halacha mishvisinai. We say to be gufoy and we knock it down 50% and also be gufoy. What's the Megufa? Why is the Megufa thrown in? So let's see the Gemara in the Gimel Amid base. It says that's where the idea of Tzuris is first mentioned. So it's Mamish in the middle of the page. You see the words Chatzin Edik Tzuris of Segemira? The first word in the line is Toda Deregel Kirega. Yaakov, you have it?
Yeah.
I guess you'd say it's on like line 22. Told the regular Kirega, the Chatzin Edik Tzuris. Yeah, I'm sure you've got that, sure, yeah?
Well, it's like the Mars.
Oh, in the middle of the page.
Oh, in the middle, I thought you said the bottom.
The middle. Put your finger on the top and the bottom and join the two together.
Okay.
You got it now?
Yeah.
Chatzin Edik Tzuris. Hochzuk Mirna. But my correlate told the regular. So now the Gemara is asking, Tzurios is Regal, and why is it called Italafa Mishim Sinai, sorry, and why is it called the Tolda of Regal? So he said, you know why? Because although it's Chatzin Edik Tzurios, you pay in the Shalei Minariyah. You pay from Aliyah, which is like Regal. That's why it's called the Tolda of Regal. Says the Gemara. It's called, it's Rav Papa speaking, the reason why it's called Tolda of Regel. Why is Tzuris called the Tolda of Regel? Because you pay me'aliyah, like Regel. Okay. Pretty good. From me, by Rav had that shayla. The boy of Rav had the shayla somewhere in Shas. You can tell where it was. Chatzin is a Tzuris. Megufa mishalim or me'aliyah mishalim? Rabbi had a suffix. Is Chatzin Edik Tzuris Miguf Ma'aliyah? So why is it called Regel? Why is Tzuris called Regel? It's if it's Migufoy, so why is it called Regel? It's Chatzin Edik and it's Migufoy. So why is it called the Toda of Regel? You're telling me it's called Toda of Regel because you play Ma'aliyah. Rabbi had a suffix about it. Rabbi said it's called. It's going. It could be a good point. Sure. Where did you go about that topic?
All right.
That's what we're looking to. Very good. So since the Gemara, you're right. The Rabbi Mipayin, the Rabbi Popovshi today. Is the Machlokes Rabbi the Met was unsure about it. Rabbi Papa was sure about it. The Papa, you gave them the Aliyah. You gave the Tzuris from the Aliyah. Why is it called the Tolda of Regel? Because you claim from Ma'aliyah, that's why it's Chatzin Edik, because it's all up to do with Regel. But no, because since you claim Ma'aliyah, that's why it's called Regel.
We're saying it's part of Regel because you claim from Ma'aliyah?
Yeah, the reason why it's considered, it's really something new.
Like I said,
no shat is the Regel, really. Because Allah
HaMashim is
Sina.
The action, continuation of Regel.
Yeah, that's right.
Something like Regel is Regel because of the pocket ramifications.
That's it. It's called a Tolda of Regel because it fell under that category of Tzuris. Not the normal classic by Shabbos, Tolda of Shabbos. But there, it's a Tolda because it's somewhat similar in the act.
The action,
or the intent, because it also it's not like it's intentional.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas Karen is intentional.
But The Gemara is saying, if it wouldn't fit in, and let's put it this way, I think maybe David, you're probably right. It has to be somewhat similar to Regal because of the way it's walking. But it still wouldn't be called the Tolda of Regal if it doesn't share the halachas of Regal. It has to share the halachas of Regal. So in which way does it share the halachas of Regal? It's not as Ikshalim. So in which way does it share the halachas of Regal? There it is, because it's Ali. Right, so I agree with you. But I agree with you. Let's say it's a total of regal because it is it happens due to a. But why the total? It goes in halachas completely. Right? Well, that completely. Which way it goes in? It's completely. It's chatin nezek. It's nezek shalom. Why the total? That is a shared one halacha which is instead. One halacha. Remember, they go to Malali.
How do we know that?
Yeah, okay, that's an expression that comes up throughout the
time.
Probably not here. What does Rashi say? It does. Yeah. Rashi is Shaman Ali.
Here in the spot?
Yeah. So we'll do the Rashi together.
If we didn't hold that with the folder of Regal, we would have thought it's a dumb category. Is that what they
It's Talak and Rashi Sinai. It's not the. You're calling it Tolda of Regal. Which way? Tolda at least share the same halachas. Don't have the same halacha, but there it is, it does. It's min ali. Robert says maybe it's a good boy. So in which way they're told of regular kumtura, no? So for the Gemara, Lirova demipoyele, Robert who met at the suffix. So my they told the regular. Why is it considered told of regular? The mere fact that it's walking and things not enough to call it told the regular, that it doesn't have the same halacha. So why is it told the regular? Here's what Rav Shua said. It's called the Tolda of Regal because it's Potter and Shizurami. It does share the same halacha. The Gabe, the what that you're Potter and Shizurami. Keren is Chayim and Shizurami. Eish is Chayim and Shizurami. Regal is not Chayim and Shizurami. So it's called the Tolda of Regal because it is Potter and Shizurami. Midrama is not sure if you're good with money. Maybe it's not like Regal. Regarding Aliyah, maybe you claim Migul for it. Rabbi is sure regarding Rishisara. It's like Regal regarding Rishisara. So here, once again, this brings out the question which David was asking before. We're saying that it's a bit like Karen, so don't you pay off Nezik. But you're definitely part of Rishisara. You're definitely part of Rishisara. So what's going on here? If Sroyos, but you pay Chatzi Nezik. Like Karen, so you should claim your good voice, you should also be Chayim Mishal Tzuram. And if you say, no, it's like Regal, then you should be Malia. So you're Potter Mishal Tzuram, it should be Malia. So what's going on in this halakha of Tzuris? Again, Al Gemara, Rob had the topic. What's the topic in Al Gemara? Do we say, since you've been Chatzin Ezek, it's got halakha of Tzuram, and you should be Migufoy, or do we say, that since it's okay, so you pay Maliyah. You pay Maliyah. It's true, you pay Chazinah. You should pay Maliyah. That's Rava's sovereign. But Rava's sure, says Al Gemara Daf Gimel now, that regarding Rosh Hashanah, it's definitely like Regal. It's definitely important Rosh Hashanah. It's even though you only pay Chazinah, that's only regarding Gufoy. There's a sound that maybe you pay like Migufoy. But the fact that it's Chazinah, does not mean that you're going to have to pay in a Shusarab. Right? Why not?
Because you're not going to be able to add on the local emotion in Sinai would only distract, it wouldn't add.
Excellent. Says the Ruben, because a local emotion in Sinai can't make up something, can only detract. And since to be Mechayim in a Shusarab, you'll be making up something, so you can't be Mechayim in a Shusarab. But to detract, then it can, right?
It's about double detraction.
Detract, and then for some reason, Gufoy could be a a limitation. And so we're going to build what Reuven saying, definitely the kibbutz we want, we're going to build.
But this is a very, very critical gemara that we need to understand.
Yossi, you came just about as we finished this sugya on the gimel on the base. So let me just do a quick recap. But Yossi, try and concentrate for the next 2 minutes while you recap what we just said, because otherwise the next one is not going to work. So we just saw in the gimel on the base, there's something called toldo regel, and it's called tzuri. And the gemara asks, why is that toldo? The tzuri is pay half nezek, and regularly pay nezek shalim. Why is that toldo? So the gemara first suggests to a proper said, because you pay ma'aliyah. Just like I regularly pay ma'aliyah, so do tzuri to pay ma'aliyah. That's why it can be considered a toldo regel. That's the gemara, but asked the guy to something about it. So what come to Rava? I'm skipping a little bit, but what come to Rava is the matter of the toldo. That is the matter you should do. Just like so two stories of possible. That means if you take the kino Amadai and we take out the dinim, comes out, come to Rava. Do you pay Me'ali or Migufa? Do we compare it to a Karen or do we compare it to Rega? Your Khalia we compare it to Karen. Not clear. Do we pay Mishnah Sarabim or not? Do we compare it to Karen or Ega? Valdai, we compare it to Ega, your father Mishnah Sarabim. Why should that be? Why regarding the din of Mishnah Sarabim is Valdai like Ega? And the din of paying Migufa is going to say maybe it's like Karen. Maybe you should only pay Migufa.
It has to be part of Mishnah Sarabim. It has to be Pata Brisha Sarabim. Because Regal itself, which is his kayak, he stepped on something and he's putter. So how can it be that he's putter for the thing he steps on, but he's higher from a shard that comes out? That would make no sense.
It's very similar to the Ruvin, that the Tsuris is a limitation on the Regal.
Right.
Right, it's not a new chiyuv, it's a limitation on the regular nezek shalim, and tzuris we're knocking down to half. But if it's something that's for regular, you're potter completely, we can't be mechayiv you
right now
for tzuris, because that would be introducing a new chiyuv. I mean, it's not introducing a chiyuv, it's only being the might, right?
Yeah.
Right,
or just you know, and then it's this question of how much we want to take of how much of amount we have to pay, either half and lower half.
Actually, we're all saying the same episode that you know why Rava was sure your potter and Shutter Abim is things regular and knocks down regular. You have regular, and you knock it down the chiyuv that the Halacha Mishmisin. I took the chiyuv of regular and I was mamait in some way. Therefore, there's no way to give a chayiv service in a shizurabim because that would be introducing a new chiyuv. We have a potter in a shizurabim. So, service is chayiv. My service is taking the chiyuv. Remember, you also saw this rosh that said that service, I love the machine. I want you the 100%. What takes zero makes it into 50. Takes 100% brings it down to 50. So Mele, if Poshet says everyone in the shiv, there's no way you can be chayv in Mishnah Sarabim for Tzurius. Can't be. Right? Tzurius is regal. Just take it down. So no way you can be chayv. That's why you're part of Mishnah Sarabim. But for some reason, you're chodiyah. That when it comes to paying Migufo, that maybe is not like regal. For some reason, when it comes to Migufo, it's not like regal. That needs a bottle. That passed, so we haven't yet got that club. So let's see Tasis here, and Tasis Gimel Amid Beis, the Poetry Mishnah Sarabim. It's about the seventh Tasis down. Actually, this middle of the page, Amish middle of the page, the Poetry Mishnah Sarabim. You have Yossi? The Poetry.
Much better than
the Rishat. Yeah, everyone got it? Okay, the Rishat Ram, and Toima, since they said this discussion. Am I Pshitele Tvei, Melashana Me'aliyah? Why? Is Robert so convinced? The Potter, Rishat Sarabia. Why are you so convinced about it? Why was it more obvious to him this point? It's going on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Papa pshitale Rava mubayle," and then the Gemara says that. So why is it called a Tola Brega Kuntur Rava? The answer is because the Peter of Shitzerav. It means regarding the Peter of Shitzerav, that's Poshutim, and regarding the Gvayis Ma'aliyah, he's not sure that. So why am I pshitale Tvei Mereshan Ali? Yishleima. Given the min adin hoyo, given the min adin hoyo mishanim nezik sholim. Since min adin you should pay nezik sholim, v'osi hilchiso teloy mishanim nechatsi nezik. And now on him nalocha, and nalocha was memait, and took it down to 50. Him kein osi hilchiso lahokim, v'loy lahokim. The point of this design was not to invent a new chiyuv. It was rather to be right on the chiyuv, to limit the chiyuv. Therefore, we can't say you're going to be chayv in the shusarav. That would be becoming to be machmin. So rather, it's coming to say you're only claiming nigu. That's the law of tesis. This is say the tesis is the same as say that we saw in the Rosh. That holds that loch of Mishmar Sinai is not coming to make up half a chiyuv. But it's coming to detract on the existing chiyuv, right? So therefore, we know potter shusam yepotu, but you're chayev in, but it's only going to be miguf. It can't be chayev in shusam because that would be making up a chiyuv. They are going to be chayev chatzinezek, but only miguf. That's what comes out of the rule.
Stop it.
It's written to entertain the tzad. Maybe it'll be Megufa. So, before we see whether anyone's played a good taste, what's the vault here? What's the vault? Why should it be that if you're playing a Chatzi Nezek, the rabbi has a software that maybe you're playing Megufa? What's the software? So, the pshat is, and then a few Achrayim I saw speak out, that this business of Megufa might not be a secondary din. It might not be that there's two dinim by time. No time you pay chatzinezek, and you also pay megufa. You know, two dinim. It might not be two dinim. It might only be one din. The Torah was mamait by a shoytam and says you don't pay nezek shalem. You only pay half nezek. How do you define half nezek? Half nezek is a limitation in a chiyuv tashlum. What's the limitation? Half and migufoy. That's all. How you pay chatzi nezek? How you pay chatzi nezek? That's how you pay it. Pay half and migufoy. So maybe the rabbi says, if I see that here also you pay chatzi nezek, so maybe that's all included in chatzi nezek. Limitation. It's limitation in payments. Limitation payment. How do you pay chatzi nezek? That is where it is. It's not two dinim which happen to join together by a shoytam. No, it is chatzinezek migufoy. That is what it is. That's the payment. How do you claim? How do you pay half damages? Half damages migufoy. One thing. Mela. That's why. Says Tosis. Rabbah. Regarding Shitzurabi, he didn't have any suffer whatsoever. Because about it's regal, regal to Potter and Shitzurabi. But the Halacha Mishnah Mishnah says, take your regal and limit the damages. You only have to pay now the more limited amount of gvir. The more limited amount of gvir is chatzinezek. That's what it is. And that's what his suffer was. Or maybe not. Maybe the fact that you pay chatzinezek, we go for it by Karen. Happens to be two things which turn together, and bemet there's a din chatzinezek and there's a din migufoy, and therefore by regel, where it's definitely a regel, so maybe you don't pay chatzinezek, it'd have to be maliyah. means the suffix of the Gemara here, suffix of Rava, would have to define Chatzinezek by Karen. Nothing good, sir. How do you define Chatzinezek by Karen? Why do you pay Megufa? Why do you pay Megufa the Chatzinezek by Karen? Is it because the limitation of a Nezek Shalim requires that it's Megufa? It's a limitation. We've taken Nezek Shalim into the half Nezek, and therefore included in that is Megufa. Oh no, it's two separate halachas. There's a Chatzinezek. And it's also where to claim your problem that's Megufa. So we made that Shabbos suffering. If we say it's all one thing, when the Torah says Chatzinezek, it means it's limiting the Chiyuv, and therefore it's going to be Megufa. Well, then by Torah, if you're limiting the Chiyuv, it'll be Megufa. I'm saying, and if you say there's two dinim, there's a Chatzinezek, and there's also Megufa. So fine. So then by Torah, which is a total of regal, so maybe it's my limb. And then that down again, it should be.
Did you ever find Gufo and any other types of limitation of damages besides Pets and Netflix? And is there any
what other limitations of damages are there?
I don't know. I mean, it's just saying that's why.
There is no other limitation of damages. We now have two times you have to pay 50% and 100%. Those are the two. Yeah? The lotion of the stipend, just also Nochem writes this. The lotion of the stipend is Shemo din mi gufoi, ein klal din mi yuchud bekeren. Not a special halacha by Karen. Elo din mi yuchud b'tashlumei chatzin nezek. It's how to pay chatzin nezek. The chol shem isharim rak chatzin din hoy shem isharim rak mi gufoi. Anytime the Torah says you only pay off, memela there's a limitation also from where. It's a cap on expenses. So the cap on expenses is, first of all, it's 50% and not the entire thing. And second of all, it's going to be up to the amount of the actual value of the animal attack. The cap on the shlomim. Or if he's there, gam chatzin nezek tzuris, efshe de mishtare migufoi, afishu tol de dueg. Because it's just a way of defining if here it's a shlomim chatzin nezek. So Rabbi Meir, that's how you speak. Okay, so that's the Nochum also says the same thing here. That all bunch of them are different, slightly different shots, and we'll see some other ones as we go along. Let's just do a second one. We saw in the Gimel, Farvon and Asri. We saw in the Gimel, although Chatzinezek Tzuris is a total regal, but it's Chatzinezek, it's told of Vega. For why? And the government wants that told of Vega. Says the command of given on the base. Regarding Rishut Zerah, it's definitely told of Vega. You would not pay Nezek, you would not pay Rishut Zerah. And regarding Megufa, there's a tzad that maybe it'll be Megufa. Why should that be? So we're now explaining that the tzad of Rova is that he's not sure this idea that you pay Chatzinezek, this idea that you pay Chatzinezek by Karen, what's pshat? Is it a cap in damages that you pay 50% migufoi, or is it a separate din that the cap of damages 50%? And there's another halacha by Karen that it's going to be migufoi. Nafkamina would be by tzuris. If we're going to say it's a cap of damages, the way to be good about chatzinezek is this cap 50% migufoi. Well, then by tzuris, if you say no, it's a special din by Karen, then in Achrami, then by tzuris, it would have the same halacha as by regular and would be. The Papa was convinced it's Malia. Why? The Papa was sure that that's a special din by Karen, two dinim. But Rabbi had the subject about it. Now, all this we said till now was all Edat Rosh, the places, the Chatzinezek series is a limitation. But the Nakrenim of Dai from Rashi down the Nakrenim of the days, it's an invention. You wouldn't have to pay anything. Chatzinezek says to me, Chadish of Kiddush, you have to pay. That's like a whole new Mahalach. And needs Havana then. If you're going to have this new Mahalach, so why should it be Potter and Shusser Abbey? Right? Why should it be Potter and Shusser Abbey? That's like a new Mahalach. But that's a dig in Rashi there. If you've already got the page open, I'll just read out to you Rashi there. Chatzinezek says, it's also in the middle of the page, bang in the middle of the page, give it on the base. Katzin has a tzoris, shoyis and alechet, so it was going, v'tidon, tzoris, and it picked up some stones right with its legs, v'shiba zakein. The kaim alon, we have alon from Yishiba Sinai, the hilch sigim yolon, we pass from the hilch sigim yolon from Yishiba Sinai, and what's alon from Yishiba Sinai? The mamayna uva leiknos. The alon from Yishiba Sinai was that there's a moment payment you have to pay. Not the alon from Yishiba Sinai was that it's going to go down to 50%. The local Mishnah in our world, there is a moment you have to pay. So the Medayin from this Rashi, the Rashi understands not like the Rosh and not like Tosfos. The local Mishnah of Tzurios is a new Chiddush. Just like by Shoytan, there's a Knas. You do, how much would Shoytan have to pay? Nothing. If it's a Knas, it's nothing. And the Torah give a Knas you have to pay off. So too, by Tzoros, really should be nothing. A lot of which Messina told me that there's a moment you have to pay 50%, which is not like Jason Rosh, it's like a new Mahalak, which needs Havala. According to Rashi, this Mahalak, which you just said, now it's still it's Shver. The Rabbi was saying that in Shutu Abinim, it's possible that you're part of it. It's going to be like Abinim. Now make up a new Chir. And Agabe, a Gufoi, but that's how you claim half damages. But Rashi seems to be saying that the Chatzin Nezek of Tzoritz is a new invented halacha. So if it's a new invented halacha, so maybe you're chayv in Shusaravim. Why shouldn't we possibly put in Shusaravim? That's the but then we're not doing that. We're doing Tzoritz.
What
does it mean, Mr. Difference? Yeah, it means in the Shoytam, I should get it. Shoytam is a knas. Shoytam, you pay 50 only as a knas. There's a lot of difference between moment and knas. What's the difference? For instance, if my show damages, and I've got show mood and it damages, I have to pay moment. If I go to baseline and say, you should know my show damaged, they say, thank you very much, and pay off. You have to pay. The moment you have to pay, you might be out, you have to pay. But knas, something which the Torah says really doesn't pay anything. If the Torah penalized you, then there's a special psal that the person is moida. The knas is possible. If I would go quickly to base and say, you know, my show was negah, my show tam was negah, I'd be potter from pay. It's one mafka minute, it's a knas. That's a moment. Moment means that a real monetary that he has to pay. Knas means the Torah penalized.
Isn't Knas also used as Rabbanah?
Not here.
Not here.
Yeah, if it says Kontrabon on you, then this is Menatoya. Chatzi Nezek Knas. Chatzi Nezek of Shoytam is a Knas. Says Rashi, that's by Shoytam, but by Tzoros, it's a Lachlom Yishmi Sinai. That what? That's a moment. You have to pay it and you don't be void than any other. Knas, you can't be given out of this. Moment, you can. Knas needs a base in.
So obviously, it should be min aliyah.
Huh?
Then obviously, it should be min aliyah if it's mamon. I mean, if it's a knas, the chiddush is that you have to pay it all. So the Torah limits how much you have to pay to magufo. If it's mamon, okay, it can limit it to half, but you have to pay for it with what admin peso, basically.
You're asking, let's ask the other way around. Why should we pot in a shizurabim? That's very strong. If it's a proper moment, why should it be potter in Shitzurami? That's a very strong question. The statement talks about the same statement talks about. Try to work in Russia. Why you would pay me Gufa? We say the same Torahs we were saying till now. That since the Torahs said you pay half, and the open of paying half is me Gufa.
But maybe that's only said by Karen because it's a Knas. Maybe that was never said in the case of Mammon.
Before the eating come. Then there's a shadow about my and then the eating come afterwards.
But that's not available in by the.
Anything which is mamon, you have to pay. Another thing is also.
Can we say then that the Torah of Sinai is also.
Not a kid.
It's not a
mamon. A lot of is teaching us mamon. That's what it seems to
be. Is it a machlokes by Karen, or it's at least?
Yeah, sure. You're passing that again. Sure. Okay, so let's get back into everyone. It's regal. I'll be tasting and Rosh, because that's about what we're going all the way through so far. It's regal. It's a limitation in the damages of regal. And the limitation of damages of regal means you only pay half nets. This is a problem, but you only pay half nets. Shine in. Why is it suffered and leave it to be good for it? So the way of explaining it, the first one we're explaining now is that when we say that you pay me gufoy by shor tam, every time you pay chatinezek, is it an oifen of defining chatinezek? A way to define chatinezek is migufoy. Chatinezek means not full damages, but rather there's a cap, half up to and including the value of the animal itself, not more than that. That's one way of learning it. That's why Rabbi thought it's Migufoy, because it's already Halacha Mishnah Mishnah says half nezek means Migufoy. Or maybe not. Maybe the fact that you're paying Migufoy, only Migufoy, by Shaitan is a special Halacha Mishnah Shaitan, has got nothing to do with the din of Chatzinezek. Happens if Shnei is Damlo, Yosef, Pulme, they both came to the same inn. There's really nothing to do with it. Two separate Halachas. Half nezek. That's how much you pay, and migufo is from where do you pay, and they're not connected at all. So by Karen, the Torah said that you pay migufo, but by Tzoris, which is regal, and it is regal, her eye is potter, which is Tzoravim, so it is regal, and it goes with all the halachas of regal, and they'll be mahalim. That's the mahalim of saying so. Now let's see a little bit further. For the Toshima, right to now you to get some halachim, slightly above halfway down the page. Let's get some knowledge. First word of the night is Migufo. Toshima. Hidus. Anyone remember this price? We just had it, right? We had the design of the base of the balls. Hidus. Haizemur. Vishem Eidemur. All the way around. So what does that mean? Hidus is not good. I thought, is anyone who's going to say that Hidus is not a mood? The other two moods. Elala, Hidus beated. It must be referring to those Hidus and it flicked up stones. Obahaka miflegi. Mandoma ime mood. Kristova mi gupu mishani. Mandoma mood. Kristova mali mishani. Why did you mood? What's the machlikas here? One says it's mood, one says it's not mood. What's the machlikas? What's it going on about? It says Tayson. Says
whether it's a tam or whether it's a tam. If it's tam, you only pay chatzim el gufo.
No, tam.
I'm saying, but if it's mishuna, it would be the same thing. You'd pay chatzim el gufo. What?
Not mishuna.
If it is, he's asking, is it mood? Is it mood or is it mishuna?
Not mishuna. It's a very normal thing for an animal to do. Why should it be even shorter? So what's the machlik is it? It's a normal thing. The chicken jumps around and stones get flicked out. Why should it be? So why do I call him mood or not? The other, it's a normal thing for it to do. Maybe, says the Gemara, Rabbi Sopik is this price. Rabbi and the Sopik dude claiming good for me earlier. He calls it not a mood to say it's got the same halacha as like a shorter. Meaning, Migufo. He calls it Mood because it's got the same halachas like a Shem Mood, which is Me'aliyah. So this machlekes in the Braisa is Gufa machlekes whether you claim Migufo Me'aliyah. Yeah, sure. There's a machlekes in the Braisa whether it's a Mood or not. We're trying to understand why should one call it not a Mood.
That's
because it's Mood. Right. So he's then doing that so. What's the machlekes about? It's all a code word. When he says in a mood, it means it's got the same halachas as a shoytam that's not a mood. Shoytam that's not a mood is me gufoy. So it's me gufoy. And the one that says mud meant it's got the same halachas like a shoy mud, which is me'alim.
But
chatzin nevi, right? So each one is picking, it's using a code word. Mud, eilim. That's what the, why you say mud? Just like a mud in me'alim, it's also me'alim. Why ain't a mud? Just like ain't a mud in the gufoy, it's also a big gufoy. So Rabbi's topic is not like this time. So the Gemara, no, that's not machlik. Or at least we can be matzah and say it's not machlekes. Loi, says the Gemara, loi, we've looked at the sofas where Rabbana can be for you. The one who says it's a mud, because he paid Nezek Shalem, it's a mud. The one that pays, ain't a mud, it should be Chatzin Nezek. But it is, sorry, it's Halacha Mishmissin, I hold that Rabbana. But, that Chatzin Nezek, maybe you pay money. You don't know? Don't know, right? Just the reason why I use the word ain't a mood to say they don't pay Nezek Shalim. Mood pays Nezek Shalim. Ain't a mood doesn't. So he pays in a mood to tell me they only pay half damages. So it comes out, they're both using code words, mood, ain't a mood. One would use the word mood to tell me, when the first word answered, Aliyah, ain't a mood to tell me, everyone says it's only half damages. The second one is no. Mood means full damages. That's why it's called mood. And enemod is called half damages. That's why it's called enemod. And maybe everyone would agree though that you claim me'adim. Could we blow it?
Doesn't some person about both of this case really ignore it? But because of what much we see now, they might be damaged. Is it both same board?
Right, so those often words, yeah. Why use the word ain't word? But so far, what we just said is that it's a code word. The alochus of the word. It shares the alochus of the word. The alochus of the word is me'aliyah, it shares the aloch. The aloch of the word is ain't word, me'gufay, it shares the aloch. Or, second way of learning, the alochus of the word is nezek shalim, it shares the aloch. The alochus of ain't word is chatinezek, it shares the aloch. But you're right, Tzoris really is a mood, but they're using a code word to say the aloha. It shares the alochas of mood, shares the alochas of even mood. It's not Mishana, it's walking normal. That's the simple but not so Bishmak way of reading the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. And it's on a very simple level. When he used the word mood, he didn't mean the word mood as in you should know. The other one, it's a town. The other one saying animal means it's a town. No, the animal's walking normally. Animal, it's got the lochus of an animal. Either chatinezek or it's mugul. Yeah? What? Sure. I'll do it inside, yeah? Toss them out. Remember, we're coming off Robert's Shaila. What's Robert's Shaila? Do you pay me good for Malia? Right, toss them out. Let's bring your price in support. Hiddus ain't a mood. Hiddus is not a mood. Vesham is a mood. So this first three lines is all. I'm going to hiddus something. I thought we're dancing about the mood. I've only been in the shine for that as well. I've only paid Malia for that. It's a normal oregano. So it can't be. Ella la hiddus vehitin, it means they kicked up stones. So what's the machalikas? We're all coming to you. This is the machalikas. Manda ma ainim mud. Why did he say it's ainim mud? Kisoma migufoy mishalim. He holds that the payment that's paid for tzoreis is migufoy. If you look like an ainim mud. Shota, which is the not of mud, how much do you pay? Chatinetic. From where? Migufoy. Whoa, so this is the thing. It's chatzin ezek migufoy. It's in the mood. It's got a lot of in the mood. Man, mood. What do you mean by mood? He meant to say that's malia. Some of malia is shalia. You pay malia. Rather, it's really only half damage. Not like a mood that pays full damage. That's a lot of mishmasina. It shares the lot of a mood that you pay me'alia. Does he answer that so far? Right. So it says you want to know, right?
Yeah. Not patient group only.
Oh.
But if it's full, if it's more, it's like morning, they'll pay Nadia.
The answer will go for me, Jasmine. So it means that the limit is the cap, how much the expense is going to be. The max up to the value of the animal that did the damage. So that is a, you know, animal that shares a lot of animals. The one says more, no, it doesn't mean it shares a lot of animals. It's malia. What's the on the dilui? Loi, sitting on loi. No right from his price into Rabba Sobek. Loi. But look, the Sumchas Rabbanan community, this Machlokes Tanaim is the old Machlokes of Sumchas and Rabbanan by Tzuris. So Sumchas says, how much you pay by Tzuris? Well, so he's Mamish Amud. Mamish Amud. He's got the exact halachas of Amud. And what does the Rabbanan say? How much do you pay? Chatzin. So it shares the halacha of an Amud. You only pay Chatzin. But both of them would agree that it would be Mamish. We're going to riot to anything of what Robert suggested. Yecholi on the burden of the greedy, you pay Malia. And the reason why it's called Einimor is just to say that you only pay half damages. Just like a town when you pay half damages, so to here you only pay half damages.
So we don't full cancel everything. How do we cut Malia in half?
Yeah, so if you pay full damages, then it's certainly Malia. So there's no way to compare it to a town.
But
Rabban, I don't know. If you order something, and you're saying you're paying full damages, then it's bechlal not comparable to a shorita, which pays 50. And therefore, there's no reason why you would think it's megufa. If you remember, we said, I think maybe could you were on the table, we said, the shayla of the Gemara of Rabba is megufa manid, how to understand why you pay half damages. We know by Shoytam, there's certain things which are given. The Torah said by Shoytam something. What they say, half and Nigubu. Is that two halachas or really only one? Is there a way of explaining what half damage is? Half damage is half Nigubu. Or it happens to be two halachas. The Torah said by Karen, you pay Nigubu, and you also pay Chatzin. Shoytam. You have a Shoytam. You pay it, and you also pay Chatzinez. Two separate laws. Let's put that into Tzuris. The reason why we might think a Tzuris should be Megufo, yeah, is because the Tzuris is very hard, which we see is very 50, and included in 50, like the first way we were learning, included in 50 means Megufo. The first way of learning, and there's two ways that it could be by Shoytam, is definition of Chatzinez. Migufoi, one of the two seven halachas. To say that by tzuris you pay migufoi makes sense if we go the first way. The definition of chatzinezek is migufoi. The limitation, the Torah says this is the limitation. It's a package deal of migufoi. It's migufoi. So tzuris you pay chatzinezek, maybe it's migufoi. Or maybe you know, maybe what? No, this then the second way of running. Then this then by shoytam, they pay migufoi with a separate halacha. They don't know shaykh, it's only said by caring. That's what it was said. So when the Torah said by tzuris, you pay a lot of what you think I said by tzuris, you pay chatzinez. Bechatesis should be megufoi. That was said by Karen, not by any other of the obvious Nezikin. So bechatesis should be by tzuris. But if you would say it's all a package deal, then I can understand maybe by tzuris. If you're telling me by tzuris, being a bit shoring, so there's no reason to say it should be megufoi. It's not a package deal because you're paying the shoring. And so both the first way of running and the second way of running wouldn't be intending to pay megufoi. The first way we understood when the Torah defines chatzineze, it means megufoi. But here the Torah says you pay the shoring. From the source, you pay the shoring. It's not megufoi. Second way of running, bemet chatzineze could be Iran, it could be megufoi, don't know, could be malia, but the Torah spoke by Karen and said, special halacha by Karen is Megufo. Okay, and this is not Karen. Sorry, it's a prayer. So again, no reason why we should be Megufo. So wherever you look at this, one to Sumchus is going to be Mali. Sumchus is definitely Mali. But when Sumchus says Mud, we understand it's a Mud. It's regular all the way. Regal Mezik Shale, regal Maliyah, everything about it. Then the other one said, Einim Mut. What did he mean by Einim Mut? He meant Chatzinezek. But I'm not really arguing on the Aliyah part. He just meant Chatzinezek. That's what he meant. He meant Chatzinezek. So Rava had the shayla. What was Rava's shayla? Let's go. Rava's shayla. Do you pay money or migufo? We have a price here that says once it's mord, once it's ain't mord. We thought it might be a support for Rava. Nothing to do with Rava. No. Maybe everyone holds you pay money. Some of us hold you pay money. Maybe I want to agree to that. Why they call it ain't mord? To say you pay chatina as a. It could be money. Could be the second way we're learning it, right? Two different unlockers. By Karen happened to be said the din of Migufo. They're not by any other of the. Okay.
When we run this price now, the same way we brought it on the time of the days, we're just giving validity to the Shiloh brother.
Right. That's what we thought. And then the Gemara said, no, could be Robert's completely wrong. Could be a Popper's right. Not here. This price is never discussed though. Never ever discussed. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Rashi Kitzava Migufa Mishani. Bahaino Einay Mord. Kitzava Migufa Mishani. Bahaino Einay Mord. That's why it's Mord. The Dina Kitan the Paul Min. It's got a lot of Tan. This is the first way of learning from the Gemara. It's got a lot of Tan. And a lot of it's Migufa. And the other one said, no. Why didn't say more? Never meant that you should have to pay full damages. Regarding Aliyah, for the Chatinet, you pay from the Aliyah. The reason why it said more, it meant regarding this aspect of Aliyah.
This pressure
was going on. When the Gemara thought that we had arrived at this price, so to verify Rama's Hashem.
And when Rashi is staying in the Kol Nili, he obviously isn't talking about issues around it. He just means that's one.
Yeah. And answers the next Rashi. There's a line. But look at the songs we have on Umurud. Then in the Shining Kama, you pay full damages. And what's in the world? You don't pay full damages. How's it? Okay, this Gemara is a little bit slightly harder than the previous Gemara we had, but it doesn't matter. It's a new year. For the purpose of our understanding Suga, we're just going to go with the one Mahalik of the Rishonim, which you said Shem and Akhoy. And there are other Mahalikim. Just going to say the Quran, but there are other Mahalikim to understand this Gemara. Definitely are other Mahalikim, just for the purpose of us. Let's go with this tumor to define chatzin nezer. If you see by caring, you pay chatzin nezer migufo. Is it one idea or two? Is a way to define chatzin nezer, the cap of chatzin nezer, is it's chatzin nezer migufo, or the way to define it is no, there's two options. It's chatzin nezer and it's migufo. When we were brought up, when we were younger in school in London, there was a shop called Kosher Kingdom. The shop, maybe you heard it from Jalofsky. And they were sued. Huh? Kosher King. Kosher King. And they were sued by, there's a big store there in England called King's. And they sued for using their name. And they're big money there. So, they hired a lawyer, and the lawyer went to court, and he said, no, you're misreading it. It's not Kosher King. It's Kosher King. That's how you read it. It's Kosher King. It's one thing. Kosher King. It's different name. Don't be here. You're going to shout it out of the place. You're called King. Really? It's called Kosher King. So that's just a muscle for us to understand this. This idea that you pay Chatinezek, Migufoy, is one aloha, it's a kosher king, it's one thing. It's chatzinez migufo, it's have to define the pigment of chatzinezek. And if so, it could be relevant by tzoris as well. Or no, really, it's two separate things completely. There's a chatzinezek, said by Karen, chatzinezek, and it's a baladin. By Karen, you pay migufo. It was said by Karen, not by anywhere else. And if so, there's no reason to think that by tzoris it should be migufo. And that's Robert's son. Okay. May we all have a wonderful Shabbos, and Yetzir Hashem, we will join together on Sunday to continue in our adventures.